Going to start our show with something positive here. I'm going to take this one today because it was a great night in Banff, Mountain Improv Alliance. We got on stage and performed at the Squish Sandwich Cellar as part of a little music and comedy variety night. There's a great local comic named Greg who was pretty funny. We had a musical act named the Raven and the Fox, and they're actually going to be joining me on the program tomorrow morning to do a song. But just a really good night, and I just really like to see, you know, a vibrant arts and culture scene in the Bow Valley. I was having a chat actually with one of our other improv members, and he's like, you know, before I joined Canmore Improv, I didn't really realize how vibrant the art scene was because, you know, sports tends to sort of be front and center around here. But we have some great theater acts and comedy acts and musical acts.
Our mayor is a potter in That's Canmore.
Exactly. And we've got the big art center coming on stream, which I think is going to bring that more to the forefront here. But right now it is a little bit underground, literally underground. Last night we were at the Squish Sandwich Cellar in Banff, which was kind of an interesting space. I've never actually been there before.
I didn't know that improv and sandwich cellar went together.
I think sandwiches go with anything. I don't know about you, but I love me a good sandwich for lunch. It's like my go-to.
I totally agree with you. In the 90s, when Subway had sandwich artists, thought about working there.
I almost became a sandwich artist. Yeah. I ended up getting a job that paid a little bit more at the time. That was back in the day when they still had the U cut. Remember where it was a U instead of the
slice? Yeah. Sandwiches, two pieces of bread-like material, and you have infinite possibilities for deliciousness in your mouth.
Exactly. You can put whatever you want in between. Your favorite meat, your favorite cheeses.
I think that if I had a chance to go back in time, it would be to the first sandwich.
What was the first sandwich?
Apparently, according to Google, the first recorded sandwich was by a famous rabbi named Hillel the Elder, who lived during the first century BC, and he started a Passover custom of sandwiching a mixture of chopped nuts, apples, spices, and wine between two matzahs to eat with bitter herbs.
That sounds not terribly appetizing, I have to admit.
No, but what if when I went back in time to the first sandwich, I brought like some pickles and mustard.
I don't know. We're talking about messing with the space-time, the sandwich continuum here. I mean, what if you brought back that stuff and you came back and sandwiches were obsolete?
Oh, what if I came back and sandwiches were called Faubert's?
You messed with the timeline.
Because I messed. Or the Reuben, there was no such thing as smoked meat.
What have you done, Tanya?
I've ruined sandwiches.
Oh, geez. That's our positive for the morning. Improv arts and sandwiches, or as some may call them, Faubert's.